Satil watched Theron go, hoping she hadn't done more harm than good. The meeting had been a constant battle between the logical part of her mind and the powerful feelings she had felt welling up inside her. She hadn't expected to be so profoundly affected merely from speaking with Theron. Even though he was her biological son, she barely knew him. He wasn't part of her life anymore. Not in any real sense. And yet it had taken all her training to deny the emotions that threatened to overwhelm her. The Jedi restriction against family attachments made more sense to her now than ever. She couldn't even fathom how much harder it would have been to remain calm and focused if she had raised Theron herself. All of her feelings would have been magnified a thousandfold, making it impossible not to respond to his anger with her own. Even now, several minutes after he was gone, she could still feel the effects of their confrontation. Her heart was beating far too rapidly in response to the adrenaline that had flooded her system.
"There is no emotion. There is peace," she whispered,
seeking solace in the same words Theron had thrown in her face. She had hoped that being raised by Nagani Jo, her old master, would have prepared Theron to better understand and appreciate her fears about Jace. And it was possible he might still heed her warning. Satil suspected her son's anger was more a product of the emotional stress of confronting his mother than a response to her actual arguments. Once he calmed down, there was still a chance he would see her point.
"Or maybe he just has too much of his father in him," she thought.
Maybe meeting Theron was a mistake. Maybe she had made things worse. Maybe she was wrong to speak with Theron behind his father's back. Because of their history, she tried to keep her relationship with Jace strictly professional. By focusing exclusively on their duties to the Republic, they avoided dredging up painful memories and feelings. But maybe denying their past wasn't always the answer. Maybe it was time to talk to Jace. Not as Grand Master to Supreme Commander, but as a man and woman who had once shared a deep and powerful love. Satil shook her head. She was restless and unsettled, unable to find a proper sense of calm and balance. She sensed long-denied memories creeping around the edges of her consciousness, awakened by Theron's presence. Instead of pushing them away, as she had so often done in the past, she closed her eyes and sat down cross-legged on the floor, opening herself to them. Painful as they were, she needed to accept and acknowledge their existence if she hoped to focus and still her racing thoughts.